Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, March 1st, 2018. Welcome to Day 406.
Народно-правовой точки зрения ограничения и санкции с целью сдержать развитие нашей страны, в том числе в военной области, скажу, все то,
Vladimir Putin warned that Russia has developed nuclear weapons that can't be intercepted by missile defense systems, and said that they're planning to add nuclear-powered cruise missiles to their arsenal, which would allow them to strike any target on the globe. The Associated Press and Washington Post are reporting that Putin added Russia would consider any nuclear attack against itself or any of its allies an attack on Russia, warning that such an incident would lead to immediate retaliation. Quote, no one listened to us, Putin warned. Listen to us now, end quote. Next, the New York Times says Jared Kushner's family real estate business received a total of $509 million in loans from two lenders shortly after Kushner took White House meetings with them. Chief executives from Apollo Global Management and Citigroup had multiple meetings with Kushner at the White House, and following those meetings, Kushner companies received $184 million in loans from Apollo, which is triple Apollo's average loan size, as well as $325 million from Citigroup. Government ethics experts say the meetings and the subsequent loans are virtually unprecedented for such a high-level White House staffer. Next, the Washington Post says Robert Mueller's team is looking into Trump's attempts to fire Jeff Sessions last July. The goal is to determine whether those alleged efforts to oust Sessions were part of a larger pattern of attempted obstruction of justice by Trump and his administration. Mueller wants to know if Trump attempted to remove Sessions in order to install a loyal attorney general who would exercise more control over the special counsel investigation into possible coordination between Trump and Russia during the 2016 election campaign. Next, CNN says the White House is reportedly furious over the stories about excessive spending at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Aides have been trying to manage the negative publicity, which includes Ben Carson spending $31,000 to replace a dining room set and demoting an administrative officer for refusing to spend more than the $5,000 legal limit on office decorations. The New York Times and The Hill are reporting that Donald Trump said he is in favor of foregoing due process in order to confiscate guns from people who are deemed to be dangerous. During a televised bipartisan meeting between Trump and lawmakers to discuss community and school safety, Trump interrupted Vice President Pence and proceeded to give his thoughts on the matter.
The focus is to literally give families and give local law enforcement additional tools if an individual is reported to be a potential danger to themselves or others. Allow due process so that no one's rights are trampled, but the ability to go to court, obtain an order, and then collect not only the firearms, but any weapons in the possession
or
of that
individual. Or take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system, because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
And now to the polls. USA Today says 58% of Americans say they want to elect a Congress that stands up to Trump, not one that cooperates with him. 60% of those surveyed said they disapprove of the job Trump is doing as president. The Associated Press says 57% of Americans think Trump is racist, including more than 8 in 10 blacks, 3/4 of Hispanics, and nearly half of whites. 85% of Democrats consider Trump racist versus 21% of Republicans. 57% of Americans think Trump's policies have been bad for Muslims. 56% think his policies have been bad for Hispanics. And 47% believe they've been bad for African Americans. And finally, the Kaiser Family Foundation and Vox say 74% of Americans say they have a favorable view of Medicaid, while 52% said it was working well. 41% believe the main reason for introducing Medicaid work requirements pushed by the Trump administration is to cut government spending, while 33% believe the main motivation is to lift people out of poverty. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The three highest-ranking individuals in the Justice Department met for dinner on the same day that Trump called one of them, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, disgraceful. Solicitor General Noel Francisco was joined by Jeff Sessions and Rod Rosenstein and said the dinner was, quote, in no way planned as a pushback or an act of solidarity against the president, end quote. Two, more than 30 Trump aides have been downgraded to lower-level secret interim security clearances. Three, the U.S. will impose 25% tariffs on steel imports and 10% on aluminum imports. Four, Melania Trump was granted a green card in 2001 under a program reserved for those with, quote, extraordinary ability and sustained national and international acclaim. The EB-1 visa program was created for renowned academic researchers, Olympic athletes, and award-winning entertainers. Melania worked as a Slovenian model, appearing in the swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated. Five, someone forged a nomination for Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize twice. While the identities of the candidates are kept secret, the committee announced that it had uncovered what appeared to be a forged nomination for Trump for the prize. And six, John Kelly joked, or appeared to joke, that his job at the White House is a punishment from God. Here's Kelly speaking at an event in Washington honoring former heads of the Department of Homeland Security.
Truly, at 6 months, the last thing I wanted to do was walk away from one of the great honors of my life, being the Secretary of Homeland Security. But I did something wrong, and God punished me, I guess.
And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.